The announcement this week that a main home care agency is closing due to financial challenges means nearly 600 seniors will have to find services elsewhere. But advocates say Maine lacks the capacity to absorb these clients and that the situation underscores a crisis that's been building for years. Patty White reports.
News that Farmingdale-based Home Care for Maine will close by the end of April and leave 580 clients across the state in need of services hit Lori Belden hard. She's the executive director of the Home Care and Hospice Alliance of Maine.
I'm just heartbroken. This is just a terrible sign of the times. It's 90% of people want to age in place in their home and have care in their home. And the home care just feels like it's not been taken seriously in a continuous care with regard to, you know, needing the resources to be able to survive and thrive and take the best care of the patients.
Home Care for Maine, which has operated for 25 years, announced its closure Thursday in a press release. The nonprofit cited unsustainable financial losses due to federal reporting requirements, minimum wage increases, and low Maine care reimbursement rates. Jess Maurer, the executive director of the Maine Council on Aging, says even though rates have nudged up in recent years, they haven't kept pace with the increase in minimum wage or the workforce shortage. That's a finding in a recent report from the Commission to Study Long-Term Care Workforce Issues, which concluded that workers need to be paid at least 125% of the minimum wage.
To keep up just with minimum wage, literally, I just did the math, it would be about another 10% increase.
The commission will present its report to the legislature's Health and Human Services Committee Tuesday, and lawmakers could then decide to submit legislation to boost rates. In the meantime, Maurer is worried about the fate of Home Care for Maine's clients, who will have to find other providers.
I don't think that the 600 people who are currently receiving care from Home Care for Maine will all be able to be picked up by other providers.
A spokesperson for Maine's Department of Health and Human Services says the department is ready to assist with the transition of clients to other agencies as needed. The department is also undertaking a nearly year-long evaluation to create a more consistent rate-setting system. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.